Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 239. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Miha Matiryoski, a failed coach who helps entrepreneurs and the business executives by using a monumental personal failures to help others where they need to go to find their personal success and fulfillment. Hello, Miha.
Hello. Hi, Patience. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming. I know the clan is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your own online business?
Oh, plenty of different things. I mean, I started my entrepreneurial journey 23 years ago or 24 years ago. Gosh, how time flies. I dropped out of high school when I was 17, and when I was 18, I was already doing my first step in the entrepreneurial journey. And then before I was 30, I had several successful businesses doing multiple eight figures per year in revenue. And unfortunately, I wasn't really paying attention to lay down the foundations in those businesses. I was just enjoying the good macroeconomic situation, similar to what we see right now. And I didn't realize that at that time, so I never took the time or anything to really lay down the foundation, to learn what foundations are. And when that financial crisis started in 2008 and then in 2009, I lost everything overnight and ended up $5 million in personal debt without an option to do personal bankruptcy. So that's when the not so nice part of the journey starts. And it was full of depression, anxiety, darkness inside of me, not seeing any way how to climb back out of that, phone calls from, you know, debtors and so on. And in a few months' time, in the spring of 2010, I was literally seconds away to commit suicide because I saw no options for me to get out of that situation, and it just didn't seem like worth living. But fortunately, I had my aha moment when I was holding myself with just one hand to the balcony. It's a true story. You know, I was really angry at myself and I started using some very juicy words. I don't want to repeat those here, but it was along the line, you know, like you messed it up, you failed, you did this, you did that. And it was really this monologue that kept me alive, because I realized in that moment that I did all those things. I made bad choices. Because up to that moment, you know, it was very easy to blame everything on the financial crisis, the politics, the global crisis, all of that, you know, finding the being the victim. And it was only when I realized that it was all me, that's when I had that light bulb moment. And it was like, okay, but if I made all those mistakes and I was still able to have all that wealth, then if I do things better, make better decisions and so on, I can actually do it again. But of course, it wasn't, you know, like next day I would do everything better. I had a long journey to go through because there was a lot of personal development, business development, a lot of things that I had to learn and practice and so on. So it took me about 3.5 years until in February 2014, I finally created my last startup. And with all the lessons that I've learned from my past mistakes, my past failures, I was able to scale that startup from zero to multiple eight figures in the first year, and then to multiple nine figures in the next year. And then I had a successful exit from it. I was able to repay all my past debts. By that time, it was almost 7 million with all the interest and everything. And I found myself in a very new situation where I had the freedom of time, the freedom of money, and the freedom of choice. And my choice was to hang out with entrepreneurs, to go to meetups, conferences, co-working spaces, and so on. And I was just happy to be surrounded by entrepreneurs. They heard about my story. They asked me questions, you know, how was this? How was that? What would you do here? What would you do there? And so I became a mentor to a few of them, an advisor, and so on. And it was just really such a fulfilling place by being able to help others. I found it even more fulfilling than just creating something on my own. And yeah, I decided, well, why don't just do it full time? And that's how I became the fail coach. Because two things, I learned most of everything that I know from my past failures. And the only way to success is through failures. Nobody can go just success. It's impossible. You have to, you have to fail fast, you have to fail forward, and you need to have a healthy relationship with failure so that it doesn't bring you down when it happens, because then the road to success is a much longer one. So that's the quick story.
Wow. What a background, Emiha. Wow. Ooh, very scary. What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
Well, I would say maybe fear of failure is for certainly, because it's fearing the unknown and has nothing to do with the real world, but can stop many dreams. I think fear of failure is the number one dream killer. And then, of course, there's plenty of others, but I think this is one of the most important ones, especially for people who are new to entrepreneurship, who are just starting out. Fear of failure can often kill dreams.
Right. I've heard your story. You paid off your debt. You find freedom. But why do you do what you do?
Oh, that's a good question. I get it asked very often because, you know, people are, well, you have the freedom. Why do you do what you do? So the first thing is I'm really super passionate about it. I can't imagine a day without talking with entrepreneurs. I just can't. I can't, you know, like imagine going to the local pub and talking with, you know, local drunk people about the weather and the politics. It's just not something that would satisfy me. So I love being surrounded with entrepreneurs. And even when I'm not doing my coaching, I organize free meetups and like anything, you know, around entrepreneurship. So I really, really am very passionate about it. But then there are two big whys why I do what I do. The first one is because of failure, I almost committed suicide. I almost died. But not everybody is lucky enough to have the aha moment like I had. And I hear a lot of stories of entrepreneurs committing suicide, families not knowing why the person did what they did. And my big goal is to create an organization that I will call Failures Anonymous, which will be an organization, nonprofit organization, with meetings all around the world, small groups of people talking, sharing about failure, opening up, and so on, and overcoming failure and fear of failure. So that's one dream, and it's quite a big one. And then the other one is more intimate. It's as I was picking myself up in between, I adopted a dog from a shelter, and then I adopted another one and another one and another one. And 2.5 years ago, I moved to Eastern Europe, where they have big problem with stray dogs, stray cats, and so on. And I do already a lot of volunteer work when it comes to animals, but I want to create another nonprofit organization that will create shelters and have veterinary mobile clinics for free veterinary help, where people can't afford it or they don't want to afford it, that will do a lot of education around animals and so on. And I don't want to depend with any of those two on others. I want to finance that myself. And to be able to do that, FailCoach is really the tool that will enable me to do that.
Let's put him on aside. How do you know you are successful?
When you feel happy. I don't know how else to describe it, but you know, like you feel full, your heart is warm and you have that warm feeling. You are happy, you are satisfied, you are doing good stuff, you're helping people. And I just that for me is success. I'm not a billionaire, but I feel like a billionaire because I know how many people I already helped, how big changes that made to their lives, to their families, to employees, and so on. And there's just no way money can buy that feeling. And yeah, that for me is success. When my heart is full and bursting from happiness and joy.
Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
Well, I wouldn't say cut out. It's all about how hungry you are. I mean, nobody was born perfect entrepreneur. We all have, you know, inner demons. We all have skills that we have, skills that we don't have. You know, it's an always learning, always growing process. So, I mean, nobody was born an entrepreneur. But then some people are more hungry for it and some people are less, and they make excuses and they give up and you know, they let fear stop them and so on, and others don't. In general, I think there are two things that are very important. Either you need to have this some big pain that motivates you to push you know, beyond the comfort zone, or you need to have why that really, really, really motivates you. If you are just there in between, okay, in the comfort zone, you know, no motivation to push yourself, it's gonna be hard.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
Foundation. Building a business is like building a house. First, you need to make a blueprint in business that would be a business plan or a lean business plan. Then you need to lay down the foundations. And only when foundations are there, then you can start building up. But unfortunately, most entrepreneurs, they try to build their business at the second or third floor, and then, you know, they're surprised why it all crumbles down eventually. So if you want a sustainable, long-term, and profitable business, you need to start with the foundations first.
So give us three tips of your foundation, or what do you teach in your programs? What can they do? Someone wants to leave their 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is not secret at all. I mean, it's really out there. But the first thing is you, the entrepreneur. You are the first pillar of that foundation. So like I said, nobody was born the perfect entrepreneur. You need to get to know yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses. You need to figure out what you have and what you're missing. And then you need to start working on, you know, becoming that full entrepreneur, a grounded entrepreneur with logic and emotions and so on. So a good start there would be to practice mindfulness, to learn and practice emotional intelligence, but of course other stuff as well. And then when you start doing the business development plan, a lot of entrepreneurs start at the wrong end. They start with brand and logo and business cards and website and all of that. But in reality, you need to start with the product market fit. Product market fit is triangulation of an audience that's interested in something that you have to offer, so your product or your service. And there is a business model behind that is acceptable by them and is profitable for you. And until you create a product market fit that really works. It's no sense in doing anything else past that, because, you know, why would you start marketing if you don't have a product market fit? And then maybe the third tip would be, you need to go out there and you need to validate your product market fit. And there is really just one way to validate it. You have to sell it to a few people. Only then you can say, okay, you know, I have something. And then once you do that, then do all your marketing and content planning and all of that. And maybe a bonus tip, I see a lot of entrepreneurs going into this entrepreneurship with the mindset of a solopreneur. They want to learn everything. They want to do everything. They're just really buying themselves a maybe a better paid job. That's not an entrepreneur. That's not freedom. So you need to start from the scratch thinking like a business owner. In the beginning, it won't be that different because, you know, if you don't have money, if you're bootstrapping, you'll have to do a lot of the things yourself, of course. But it immediately, once you start generating some cash flow, a solopreneur will invest that cash flow or spend that cash flow very differently than a business owner. And it's all about mindset, nothing else. So it's either you are a solopreneur or you are a business owner. And I would suggest to everybody to develop business owner mindset, because that's what the freedom is all about. It's, you know, the freedom of choice to do what you want to do, not what you have to do. But when you're a solopreneur, your whole company is basically relying on you. So not really freedom.
Do you have a mentor in your business?
Yeah, I do. I have a few mentors. I have a few coaches that I work with. My opinion is that we all suck when it comes to our own businesses because we are emotionally involved. We are involved on a daily basis. And sometimes it's just hard to see things outside of the box. No matter how good of a business coach you are, you still need somebody from the outside. So I'm part of masterminds. I have mentors. I have coaches. Sometimes we help each other. Sometimes I hire them. It really depends. I don't have like a overall coach for everything, but you know, when I see that we need something in a specific niche or in a specific part of our business, I go and find an expert for that particular part.
What is the most valuable thing your mentors or coaches has told you?
Most of the time is really just kicking my ass when, you know, sometimes we all go into excuse making. I mean, no matter how good you are, sometimes, you know, you start finding some excuses or something like that. And it's always good to have somebody there who is honest and kicks your ass when you need it, realigns you. Sometimes it's the accountability that they provide you. So it's different things. But yeah, I mean, we all need a little bit of that additional outside perspective and outside help.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
Whew, I don't think there is something. I mean, I'm very open and I'm an open book, but not many people know that I used to teach salsa lessons a few years ago. I fell in love with Latin music. I always say that I'm Latino trapped in European body. I fell in love with the Latin music. I started dancing. I started going to classes. And then later on, after I was doing that for a few years, they invited me if I want to co-teach a few lessons. And I was like, yeah, of course I want to do that. And it was a really, really wonderful part of my life.
What grounds you?
Mindful meditation and breathing exercises. And also walking my dogs. Because, you know, walking four dogs, it's not an easy thing. You have to be focused. You have to be present. Your eyes are like ping pong balls going left, right. You have to check everything. So there's no place for me to take phone with me or anything. Like, this is like, you have to be so present, so mindful, because things can go wrong pretty quickly with four dogs when they see another dog or something. I mean, mine are playful, but you know, you never know what the other dog is, and things can get rough. So you have to really, really be mindful when you go for a walk.
Thank you for sharing. What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
Being and developing healthy relationship with failure and learning about the foundations. Really, just those two things. Because I don't fail less now that I'm the fail coach. I, if anything, I fail more. But because I have the right foundations, I can spot failures much quicker. I can react much quicker. And we really fail fast and fail forward in our business. And foundations enable me to see that and to spot that and to react without emotions, but to really push forward, look at the processes, and move on.
Let's talk about your business. Tell us more about the Framework for Freedom.
Oh, well, that's my entry program for new entrepreneurs, early stage entrepreneurs. And it's really like a handhold process because it's not just recorded lessons. It's a lot of help in the group and brainstorming and all the things that we do. They really get a lot of additional help because I believe that, you know, when somebody is new to the entrepreneurship, you can't just give them, you know, here, watch some videos and you'll be okay. There are so many questions. There are so many things that they need help with, and I do provide them with all of that. So that's it's really laying down all the foundations for a successful, profitable business.
Wow. What is it? A monthly subscription? Is it a one-time fee? What is it?
You can pay one time or you have the option to pay in 3, 6, or 12 months. But it's a one-time thing and you have unlimited lifetime access because I constantly add new content, new lessons. So, you know, it will never be, oh, now we go to version 2.0 and you have to pay again. No, you buy once and then for the rest of your life, you can be part of the community. You can come to all the brainstorming sessions, live Q&As, everything. So yeah, one-time payment, but they have the option to pay in monthly installments if they want.
Wow. How long is this a program?
Well, the program itself is, I mean, it is like go with your own flow. So you can do it as fast or as slow as possible, but it is breaking down into 16 weeks. But I see that, well, it depends on the foundation that are already with somebody or the past experience and the leverages that they have. Some can go really fast and some need a little bit more time. But in general, we see that in about 3 to 6 months from starting, they can easily go from clueless to making 5 to 10K a month. I mean, this is in general what I see. I mean, you always have people. I had one guy who was really working for the past 30 years as an investment banker, and he was teaching young investment bankers how to do stuff. So he had all the knowledge already. He knew exactly who the target audience is, what they need, what they want, how much they can pay. So I think he needed like a month and a half to go to six figures, really. And then, you know, I had people who needed a year to, because they were really taking it very slow as a side hustle. And then, you know, everything goes slower. So I don't judge anybody, you know. I say, okay, anybody should go however they want to go. But it really depends more on them, not on the program itself. The program is created in a way where if you want to go fast, you can go fast. If you want to go super fast, you can do that. But you also, if you just enjoy the journey and go at your own slow pace, you can do that as well.
Wow. What is your clientele?
It's I think that it's more or less 30, 35-year-old plus people, with some exception of younger people. But I see that those younger people, they had a more hard childhood, so they had to grow up faster. So it's more like more mature clientele. They all went through some sort of failures, and they just want somebody who will hold their hand throughout the process. Now, quite a lot, I would say more than half, are mompreneurs. Women who have children, young children, and who they just have the most amazing why for me. They do very good progress. So more than half of them, I would say, are mompreneurs. But yeah, you have like men, older, younger women as well. But most of them are 30, 35 plus.
Where can we find this product or your program, and how can we connect with you?
The easiest way is to just go to Google and type in Fail Coach, and bam, there's Micha. That's the easiest one. And then you can choose whichever platform you prefer to follow me on. I do have a free group on Facebook. It's called The Leverage of Trust. So they can join that group and get to know me and learn for free how to get some oxygen money. I started this group in the middle of December, and right now we have about 50-60 people in it, and they already made a bit more than $150,000 altogether just by using this simple technique. So that's definitely one thing that where they can find me and learn something in the process. Framework for Freedom is at frameworkforfreedom.com, and yeah, that's about it.
So, Klan, there will be more from Miha in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Miha's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan, and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part of Miha's journey or over 200 plus other journeys that are available, and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Miha.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience, and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.